I'm Rami.
And I'm Shannon, and this is Workplace Hugs, where we talk about interesting things we've read, learned, or experienced to help all of us expand our life toolkit with a whole bunch of empathy, but without a whole new degree. Rami, what are we talking about this week?
Shannon, have you ever heard this phrase, Eddie would go?
No, never.
Okay, it's very popular among surfers. My friend Jonathan, who I worked with quite a long time ago, taught me this phrase. It originated in the surfing community in connection with the Eddie Aikau, I think. I don't know how to say his last name. He was a legendary Hawaiian surfer and lifeguard. He was known for his exceptional skills as a big wave surfer and, because he was a lifeguard, his commitment to saving lives. The phrase, Eddie would go, became associated with his fearless approach to surfing, particularly in challenging and dangerous conditions. It reflects his willingness to take on large waves that others might avoid, embodying a spirit of courage, adventure, and a commitment to pushing the limits of what is possible in surfing. They even have a surf classic called the Big Eddie. And it's only at a certain point of the year, at a certain place where they like have absolutely astronomical waves, and they won't do it if the waves aren't big enough.
Oh, wow.
To be like an actual event. And they call it the Big Eddie.
That's really cool.
So this idea has always stuck with me, this idea of being fearless and focused on helping others, which is easy in his story because he was a lifeguard. He was literally saving lives.
Yeah.
Right. The rest of us look at this and go, well, I'm not saving lives. Like, what I do does not save lives. But I would say it can be a thing that could help us refocus and remember our intentions and goals with our job, with our relationships, with our family, with whatever. So, Shannon, let me ask you this question, and I can answer it while you think. Can you think of a time that you did refocus and remembered your intentions and goal, and it gave you the energy to do something?
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to go first?
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm doing this experiment right now, you guys. Connection is really important to me. And there are times where I don't have the energy or the desire to like go and do the thing, you know, like last night I went out to dinner with my brother and my sister. My brother, especially, that I maybe see two times a year because he's just not a very social person. And I was tired, right? It was a long day. I had a long day at work, but it was like an Eddie would go moment. And I hear that phrase more that way of like, Eddie would go, like, come on, like, we can go. Eddie would go. We can do hard things. And then what helped me is because I have done a refocusing or remembering practice about my goals. So I'm glancing over and up to the left. If listeners were looking at the video of this podcast recording, because before when we're recording this, it's like holiday time, guys. Before Thanksgiving, like before we got into the busyness of the holiday season, I did like this crazy mind map where I just like tuned into myself and I listed out who are all the people that I really want to connect to in this season. What are all the feelings that I want to feel in this busy season? And what are the experiences that I want to have? And so I've been slowly like pulling post-its from each of those categories and combining them like as they happen, you know? So my brother Pat was one of the people that I had said I wanted to connect with. And so now I have Pat, my sister Liz, Talia. What did I feel? I felt peace, connected, grounded, rooted, nourished, supported. What did we do? We went to the Golden Corral, you guys. Like, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like earth shattering, but buffets are one of his favorite places on earth. So I don't know. That was a time that it was helpful for me to have this visual and like remind myself Eddie would go. And I don't regret going. I'm glad I went. That's my story.
Golden Corral.
No, I don't particularly love Golden Corral, but there's something. I was wondering if other people who, if you're, this is a real tangent. If you're a listener and you've lost a parent and you have siblings, do you feel like after you lost a parent, you feel like more sentimental about your siblings? Because I've noticed myself feeling that way. I just feel like I want to spend more time with them. like, I just want to be connecting with them more. And in general, like, again, connection is an intention for me right now. So I don't know. But listeners, email us at workplacehugs.com if you're like, yeah, that, or work. Oh my gosh. workplacehugs@gmail.com. Because that is how I'm feeling. And I'm curious if other people feel that way too. But no, those are my Eddie would go moments. Because sometimes I can get stuck into thinking that I'm an introvert. I really don't think I'm as introverted as I think I am. So no, Eddie would go.
I would agree with that. I think it's one of those things, right? Like, you think about working out or doing the like 12 tasks that you hate doing at your job. But it's like, no, I can do these things. Eddie would be on the beach doing push-ups to make sure that he's ready for the next time he needs to go hit that wave to go save the person.
Yeah.
Like, he's that intention, that push, I think, is really important. For me, it happened the other day when I was just like, had the longest week, and like, I had so much work to do. I was like, I should just cancel practice. Like, I should cancel baseball practice. I like have way too much to do. Then I remembered, it's for the kids to have a good experience and have a good time. And I wouldn't have volunteered if I didn't want to do it. So then I was like, we're just gonna have a fun practice. And that's what we did. We just like ran around and played a bunch of games. And it was like, we're not doing any fundamentals today. You guys wanna hit the ball? Let's hit the ball. You guys wanna chase coach around? Let's chase coach around. Like, we're just gonna have good time and like remember why we're all here. So
yeah.
To recap, I would say, remember the phrase, Eddie would go. Let's remember Eddie. It's more a push to yourself when you're not feeling like you can do something, or forget why you're doing something in the first place, or just the fact that like life takes energy, and
yeah,
we can only say no so many times before our friends will stop inviting us. Our friends are not yours friends who will always invite him in our very good model of always invite people, even if they said no to you 10 times. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to keep inviting them. People will stop inviting you. People are not Pooh and Rabbit and Kanga and Roo and what I miss, Piglet.
Isn't that like Robin. A truth bomb that you just delivered? I like that, Ronnie. People will stop inviting you. I've had that experience, which makes me want to show up more for the people that I have now. Because it's like, oh, remember, Shan, when you were working at Addict and people stopped inviting you? Mm-hmm. Don't do that again.
So that's where I say, like, Eddie would go. You should go. Go do that thing. Let this be that reminder for you this week. With that, we would love to have you reach out on LinkedIn, on Instagram, email us workplacehugs@gmail.com. I like Shannon's question. I'm going to use that same question. If you've lost a parent, please tell us, has that made you connect closer with your siblings?
Yeah.
Because I think it's interesting. For the ones of us who haven't, maybe we should connect more with our siblings before that happens. And then when that happens, we have a deeper connection with them that maybe helps in that moment.
Yeah. Tangent on that. Just real quick, while I know we're wrapping up the episode. And reminder to all of us, your siblings are your longest lasting relationships. Like, there's research or whatever that has been done that says, oh, these are actually the longest relationships you'll ever have. Longer than your spouse, longer than your relationship with your parents. So invest in them. Total tangent. But with that, yeah, I've been Shannon.
And I've been Rami. And this has been Workplace Hugs.